Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reading and reflection is on Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be shamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offering shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Consider how many are my foes, and with what violent hatred they hate me. Oh, guard my soul and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. The book of Psalms is a wonderful book in the Bible to read because it is filled with so many different emotions of David and the other psalm writers. Words of praise, joy, and gladness, as well as cries for help, lamentations, frustrations, and pleas for forgiveness. This Psalm of David's today may have been written during another difficult period of time for David. On the run, enemies at hand, life in danger, his head filled with worry, fear, and loneliness. I imagine David did still have some loyal friends around to whom he could have appealed for help, but when it comes down to it, there is no better friend than our Lord Jesus. And that is who David calls upon, cries out to for not just help, but for truth, mercy, and love. If you've ever found yourself at rock bottom in regard to troubles in your life, intense feelings of sadness or fear, and feeling the weight of your sins heavy upon your heart and soul, where did your thoughts turn to for help? Who are the friends you might have called upon? I recently read an article printed for World Friendship Day which listed the 6 kinds of friends everyone should have. They are, number 1, a friend who's cooler than you to keep you up to date with current trends and fashions. Number 2, a friend who is up for anything to help keep you excited about life. Number 3, a friend who you aspire to be, encouraging you to grow and to learn. Number 4, a friend who doesn't know any of your other friends. I guess so that you can have that person all to yourself. Number 5, a friend who is painfully honest, one you can always trust. Number 6, a friend you've known longer than you've known yourself, which means they love you deeply and unconditionally. Well, if that was my personal list of what I needed for friends, I might find I have 1 or 2 areas covered. But even then, when I have been at my very worst, angry, frightened, lonely, in danger, I don't think I would necessarily be able to count on any simple friend to give me what I really need. While I do believe friends and family are most certainly blessings given to us by God, when the chips are down and when what I need most is joy and peace in my heart and soul, I don't need someone cool or exciting. The friend I need is a God, for only He has the power to fill that need. And at the very beginning of this psalm, that is exactly who David goes to, and so should we. As Christians, God welcomes us as His children and delights in our prayers to Him. Our friends might be able to help out with a few problems in our life, but we might want to consider that sometimes we are in the predicament we are in precisely because we acted on our own faulty reasoning or well-intended but flawed wisdom of our friends. But when we say, "To You, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in You I trust," we are putting our lives completely in the hands of God our Father, who loves us much more than any other human ever could. Yes, we might be able to trust some friends to be very honest with us, but more than that, we can trust God to give us the real needs of our bodies, physically and spiritually and unconditionally. One of the interesting points in this psalm is that beyond just asking for a few quick fixes to his problems, David asks God to teach him the Lord's ways, to show him the path he should take based only on God's truths, not on the social trends, politically correct ideas, or latest newfangled methods of the day, which is a temptation for many friends. Our friends may mean well and can be a great comfort to us when we are suffering, so we do want to embrace that blessing. And doing so after we have first gone to the Lord in prayer will make it even more precious and helpful as we keep in mind God's will. Asking God to teach us the way we should go is such a humble attitude in which to approach our Lord, and one that doesn't actually come very easily for many of us, myself included. It is so ingrained in humans, sinful humans, to do everything on our own. It's hard not to feel like a failure if we ask God to show us how we should live. But again, we can trust God with the task. He loves us, and He wants us to live with a joyful heart. We can trust God to teach us what we need to know. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will He instruct in the way that he should choose. Just as God was the God of David's salvation, He is also the God of our salvation. So we wait. All the day long we will wait for His answers to our prayers, to show us His ways, for His peace to fill our hearts, for His love to be made known in our troubled days. While our children were both at university, we missed them dearly around the house. When they would phone then to say that they were coming home for a visit, I would be filled with joy and anticipation. On the day of their arrival, I would have the house cleaned and food ready very early, and then spend the rest of the day and evening waiting, eagerly waiting to see them come through the front door, plop their bags on the floor, and joyfully hug them until they squirmed. Waiting for the Lord to work in our lives is the same kind of anticipation and eagerness, and for a much bigger reward. One of the greatest rewards is the forgiveness of our sins. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to Your steadfast love, remember me for the sake of Your goodness, O Lord. Our God is holy. He is powerful, steadfast in His love and goodness. He is merciful, just, abounding in grace. He is good and upright in all His ways. These are but some of the attributes of our God. And because this holy God gave His Son Jesus to die for our sins, your sins and mine, because Jesus stands in our place before our God on His throne, we too are made holy in His sight. Because we are forgiven, we have the power to forgive others who sin against us. Jesus is the only kind of friend we all need. In the words of a familiar hymn, "What a friend we have in Jesus! All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? take it to the Lord in prayer. In His arms He'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. We pray. Almighty God, make me to know Your ways. Lead me in Your truth and teach me Your paths. Help me to trust You always and grant me patience to wait for You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.